The Fayette Advertiser has been consistently publishing news, obituaries, and everything in between since 1840. Fayette, Missouri was founded in 1823, making the Advertiser a tradition almost as old as the town itself. I sat down with Justin Addison, publisher, editor, and owner of the Advertiser, to ask him how he came to be the heartbeat of such a historic news outlet in his own hometown.
I grew up here in Fayette. I went to Central Methodist University. I did not study journalism, no. I was an English major for a time there. Ended up coming here a few years after college and accepting the position of sports editor. They just needed a sports editor, and I was looking for something interesting. I thought, well, let's give that a shot. And I stayed here for about 7 years. I was ready to be an owner of a business. I've kind of got an entrepreneurial spirit. So I went on, and my wife and I had a business in Columbia for 9 years. I came back, and when I was through with that, and I bought the Advertiser, I'm back here, but just as the editor now, editor-publisher, about 2.5 years now.
As an English major in college, Addison had no real experience working for or at a news outlet before his time at the Advertiser. Addison learned everything on the job from the editors that came before him.
My life was just never planned. It was the way things ended up. It's just how it was. I was just looking for a job, and I said, well, I like sports. I enjoy writing. I was not a trained journalist by any means. I learned everything on the job, and then so that's kind of where I got my training.
Even with the total staff of just 3, the Advertiser is still published weekly and has won awards that line the walls of their office right off the town square in downtown Fayette. From the Missouri School of Journalism, this is Carson Eidelman.
Second oldest weekly newspaper this side of the Mississippi River. I think that's pretty neat.